Next item on the agenda, permits, projects over $50,000 with no objections and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Bowman.
Good morning.
Good morning, commission members. This morning, we have 12, what we refer to as page two items. As mentioned, these are those projects over $50,000 in value. Our staff has conducted a public interest review. We've advertised the projects. There have been no objections, and we'll recommend an approval of these projects with the designated permit conditions. So with that, item 2A is Dominion Terminal Associates. They request authorization to maintenance dredge by hydraulic or mechanical method a total of 80,000 cubic yards of material on a two-year cycle to maintain maximum depths of minus 52 feet at mean low water at the marine terminal adjacent to the James River in Newport News. In this case, all dredge material will be pumped or barged to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area. Item 2B, Allied Fiber, request authorization to directionally bore a fiber optic cable 5 feet beneath the bed of 321 feet of the Shenandoah River, 70 feet of Catoachin Creek, 70 feet of Tuscarora Creek, 126 feet of Goose Creek, and 75 feet of Beaver Dam Run as part of their Berryville to Ashburn project in Clark and Loudoun counties. In this case, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $1,986 for the encroachment within 662 linear feet of state-owned Sebacuous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2C, Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Company, request authorization to install a new 42-inch natural gas pipeline 5 feet beneath the stream bed of 95 linear feet of Bull Run. The pipeline will be installed by the open trench method utilizing a dam and flume system to dewater the work area, and this is associated with the Transco Mid-Atlantic Connector Expansion Project in Fairfax and Prince William counties. In this case, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $285 for the encroachment within 95 linear feet of state-owned Sebacuous land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. We also recommend an inclusion of our standard in-stream conditions for construction. Item 2D, the town of Gretna, request authorization to construct a raw water intake structure comprising of a 10-inch diameter pipe and protective steel structure that will extend approximately 15 feet channelward of ordinary high water within Whitehorn Creek in Pennsylvania County. And in this case, we're also recommending the inclusion of the standard in-stream conditions. Item 2E, Halifax County Service Authority, request authorization to install an 8-inch water pipeline over the natural stream channel of the Bannister River within the Bannister River Reservoir. They will attach this line to the Route 501 bridge, and this is in conjunction with a water main extension by the town of Halifax in Halifax County. Item 2F, Tazewell County Public Service Authority requests authorization to modify their existing permit to include the installation of a 6-inch concrete encased PVC or ductile iron sewer service line under an approximately 16-foot wide section of Cabot's Creek near the Heston Avenue Bridge, and this is part of the Baptist River Valley Sewer Project in Tazewell County. The sewer line in this case will be installed in the dry by the open cut trench method, requiring the creek to be temporarily diverted using previously authorized cofferdam, diversion, or pump around techniques. In this case, staff is also recommending approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions. Item 2G, Summer Duck Group, is requesting authorization to construct 12 low-profile timber groins extending a maximum 70 feet channel of mean low water and nourish the area between the groins with 436 cubic yards of sandy material from associated bank grading, at eight lots along the Rappahannock River off Teal Lane in Lancaster County. In this case, we are recommending approval with a royalty of $2,786 for the encroachment of the groins over 1,260 square feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot, and the beach nourishment over 43,120 square feet at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2H, John E. McPherson, request authorization to maintenance dredge using both hydraulic and mechanical methods on an as-needed basis 77,000 cubic yards of material from an existing private navigation channel on Fishing Bay and to now deepen the area to minus 10 feet at mean low water from the previously authorized depth of minus 9 feet, and also excavate 900 cubic yards of sediment from a sand trap area adjacent to the channel at his property, which is 471 Stove Point Road in Middlesex County. In this case, the material will be transported to and disposed of in a contained upland disposal site at his property, and we are recommending approval with a royalty in the amount of $180 for the new dredging of 400 cubic yards of material resulting from the deepening at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2I, Gambit LLC, requests authorization to construct two 75-foot long by 20-foot base width quarry stone breakwaters located a maximum of 60 feet channeled of mean low water and nourished with 741 cubic yards of sand material with appropriate vegetation planting at property on the Piankatank River at 771 Pacey's Neck Road in Middlesex County. In this case, we're recommending approval with a royalty of $500 for the beach nourishment over 10,000 square feet of state bottom at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Item 2J, Amherst County Service Authority, request authorization to install a 22-foot wide riprap structure extending a maximum of 22 feet channelward of the south side of Harris Creek, immediately upstream of a proposed dam rehabilitation site to direct stream flow toward the dam's central weir and to protect an existing pump house at the Henry L. Lanham Jr. Water Filtration Plant in Amherst County. Item 2K, City of Hampton and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers request authorization to conduct a phased beach nourishment project at Buckaroo Beach between Point Comfort and Pilot Avenues, initially placing up to 30,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand along a 3,785-foot-long section of public beach to replace sand loss from recent storm events, and subsequently conduct scheduled maintenance nourishment on an as-needed basis with up to 50,000 cubic yards of beach quality sand. In this case, the sand nourishment material is proposed to be sourced from approved upland borrow sites. And finally, item 2L, Earl Industries, request authorization to install a 24-foot by 24-foot concrete mooring platform with four bollards, a maximum of 77 feet channelward of the existing pier at their facility situated along the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. If you have any questions, I or members of my staff will be happy to try and answer any of them.
I think Mr. Fox has a question for you, Mr. Watkinson.
On item G brought it to my mind, but when we have a field of groins like this, do we calculate the royalty based on the bold outline of the field, or do we just go the footage under the groin?
It's the footage under the specific groin, and then in this case with the beach nourishment, it's the area of state submerged land that's nourished with the sand fill material to bring it above low water.
It would seem to me that the groins themselves might be an impediment to boats moving back and forth, just like a pier. We do the bold outline of the pier.
Understood, but we have not done that in the past. In this case, it's just been the structure itself.
This is consistent with that past practice.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Further questions, Mr. Watkinson? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on these matters that are before the commission? Seeing none, the matters before the commission for action. Mr. Tankard.
Move to approve page two items.
Motion made by Mr. Second. Tankard to approve, seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.